This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, my! Oh, my! Welcome, everybody. It's Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray Lytle, and welcome to the program. Oh, my God, it's great to be here. Great to be here. We are having amazing weather in the Midwest of the United States of America. I mean, amazing weather. It is so nice outside. I think that Gus Gordon whipped out the jogging shorts. I really do. It is wonderful out there. Fantastic. So how are you? How's everybody doing? Is everybody in a good mood? I hope you guys are in a good mood. Phone number is 217-883-4667. That's 217-883-4667. My name is Ray Lytle, and welcome to the program. I am joined, as always, by my co-host from lovely Liverpool, England, the one and only Gully.
Hi.
I'm also joined by the ginger-bearded assassin, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Vanilla Gorilla.
I hate you, Ray. Don't play my songs. Won't play my stuff.
Gorilla's mad because in the pre-show, I was playing music and I wouldn't play the hardcore rap stuff he was sending me.
Body count is not rap.
Whatever. And no song that we played was good enough for Gorilla. He hated Al Stewart. He hated Van Halen. He hated Reef. He hated Pearl Jam. You complained about every song I played. I played Tom Petty right before you logged on. I wonder if did you hate that as well?
Is that the last DJ song?
No, I played American Girl.
I kind of like that song.
Yeah. Those listening pre-show, you heard American Girl, which is pretty nice. What I do is I just go to throwbackrock.com and I just let it play. So that's usually the pre-show.
Unless it plays Christmas music.
Yeah, well, yesterday we had a problem with that. Did you hear about just that, Gorilla? Did you hear about that?
No.
Throwbackrock.com, which is my other station, I have songs programmed to play certain things, and I have all this Christmas music in. And I had it stop to where it shouldn't play, but somehow the stops, for lack of a better word, the don't play codes.
Yes, when you set the rate to zero.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
They ran out.
Oops.
And there was a problem with the end dating and all this stuff. And yesterday, in the middle of the afternoon, it ran off about 15 classic rock Christmas songs in a row.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
And then it was even doing on Christmas Day itself, it will play not just classic rock Christmas stuff. It'll play Andy Williams and Bing Crosby. It'll get into real sappy Christmas stuff.
Is it your Y2K version here?
Yeah, even that stuff started playing because when it fired up, the computer said, well, this stuff hasn't been played in 6 months. actually, it was only 3 months, but for some reason...
Yeah, I'm not sure what planet you live on. Christmas is in December.
Well, you know what I mean. It all started playing, and it was just... Oh, it was weird. It's a big hassle. Huge hassle. So I had to go in and try to stop it.
Fault.
I don't know if I got all of them or not. So if you listen to Throwback Rock and you hear a Christmas song, please forgive me.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Yeah. Blame Gully.
Yep.
So, any news, anything happening? Anybody, Sandra Bullock, her marriage still crumbling? Like Gorillaz? Yeah. Hey, Gorilla, does the way that her marriage crumbled make you feel better about yours?
I feel fine about my marriage, right?
Are you going into rehab just like the guy is?
No.
That's the answer. I guess that's the new answer. You get busted cheating and you go to rehab.
Sex rehab.
He didn't need sex rehab. He got busted cheating on his wife. He's a scumbag. He's a bad husband.
What do you think it consists of? You go into a room and a man just stands there
somebody,
saying, put your penis down.
You look at somebody like this Jesse James guy, okay?
Put your penis down and back away.
Look.
Yeah. What else can you do?
Sir, sir, put your penis down and back away from the door.
Step away from the prostitute.
Step away from the penis, sir.
You know, that's got to be like your graduation from sex rehab, is they bring in a bunch of prostitutes. Yeah. And if you don't have sex with one,
they
have you
bend
win!
Over, they have bend over in front of you. And they it's kind of like they put the they put a little thing on your, like some kind of sensor
penis
on your
sensor.
Groin region. And they have women bend over in front of you and... We see how you react, and as soon as you start getting erected, beep, 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 and you fail. You got to go back to class.
Do you think you'd fail with a semi on?
I would imagine you'd fail if you get a semi, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh.
You can't get anything.
You're going to have to, like, drug yourself so you don't fail. Yeah. I'm thinking how to cheat already. There's me thinking how to cheat.
Yeah. Some way to lie, cheat, or steal. That's gully.
I got a semi today just... texting my wife back and forth.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, it doesn't take much for me.
It's good to share.
It doesn't take much. I'm not like Jesse James, where I think he needs a swastika to get it up.
Oh, a tramp stamp on the forehead.
Show me that. Show me that hot swastika. Oh, I gotta get it hard. Show me that hot swastika.
Oh, show me that manly figure.
Nothing gets him going like a hot swastika. You know, I feel so bad. I feel so bad for Sandra Bullock. Okay. For starters, this should have been like the best time of her life. She just won the Academy Award. She's on top of the world. And then the allegations of her husband cheating come out. Oh, and you know, it'd be one thing. Like, you look at Tiger Woods, and yeah, you know, he's cheating on some skanky hoes. But you know what? As skanky hoes go, you know, that they're not... They're at least attractive. You know what I mean? Like, you can
not
look
all
at
of them are.
Yeah, but you look at that Rachel Uchitel or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? You
no.
see a picture. Yeah, the original one. Look her up on Google. Rachel Uchitel. U-C-H-I-T-E-L, I believe. Look her up right now. Rachel, you look at this girl. This girl is so good looking. She is so hot. They had bikini pictures of her. Oh, my God. You kind of see her and you go, wow, well, you know, damn. Way to
who
go.
Who was this one with?
Well, this is what Tiger was. This was Tiger's original one. This is Rachel Uchitel or whatever.
Well,
and you sort of look at it, and then there's another, I can't remember the names, but there's another one that Tiger Woods was doing. It's pretty hot. You know, you look at it and you go, wow, man.
This picture I'm looking at must be really bad because... Look at this. Oh, you know what? I'll just put it in my camera.
All right, let me see it. Put it up in your cam. I will take a look at it and tell you if that's who I'm thinking of. If that's who it is.
She's got a funny eye in the picture I've seen.
I can't.
Yeah, same here.
No. Rachel.
She's got a bobble eye.
Try to get... Type Google Rachel Uchitel.
That is. That's Rachel Uchitel right there.
Bikini.
Yeah.
Go ahead and Google Rachel Uchitel and bikini. Go ahead and then put that up on your cam.
I've got the picture. What
you
mean?
Look at her. You look at her. And I'll try to look for it, too, and I'll put it on my camera so everybody can see it since I got the bigger camera. Yeah. You look at her, and you go, God, she's hot. Okay.
Camel toe.
And you could sort of understand, you know, you can't forgive Tiger, but you could look at her and you go, well, you know, damn, she's.
I have nothing against Tiger. I think he should just do whatever he wants.
Well, look at you. All right, let's look at you. Your marriage is a mess to begin with. Obviously, you have no... there are no laws for you against cheating, obviously. But I'm
any
saying...
Any hole's a goal.
Right, yeah.
But that matter?
Yes, that matters. I think that matters.
No, I said, is that better?
Yes. Oh, okay. I couldn't tell. I thought you asked if that was... If it mattered. No. Your yeah, look at her. She's hot.
Better.
It's a great picture, huh?
No, she's
got a great body.
But her eye, I couldn't do it with the eye.
Oh, what?
She's got a bug eye. She'd have to wear shades like
come
in the picture I found.
Her eye. Could be in
she's got a bug eye.
I gotta stare into it,
oh,
right?
Oh, stop it.
You'll never know if you've got an attention
oh, you
because
be
her eyes
quiet.
Looking the other way.
Her eye.
She's got her an eye like
that's important, right? The eyes are important.
Yeah, they are.
She can have a killer body.
I gotta be honest. If I ever cheated on my wife, I don't think I could look. If I ever did cheat on my wife, I couldn't look the girl in the eye anyway. I might not even know.
She can have a 10 body. I'm gonna put her. She's got a GoFundMe eye that takes her down to. Like
let me put her on my camera. I want to put her on my camera. Okay.
I keep thinking Sesame Street when I look at her eye.
Shut up, Gully.
Like Cookie Monster.
That girl from the island, Gully.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Why can I not get the stupid camera set up? Hold on.
Why don't you just use the program, Ray?
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Use the force.
I forgot. Now I got a huge mess in my head. You're right. All I got to do is transfer the photo and then.
You don't have to do that. You just use go to sources, go to desktop, and then choose custom desktop and move it over.
Wait a second.
It's really easy.
Now I got to fix my camera.
Well, if you hadn't screwed with it in the first place.
Shut up, Gorilla!
You wouldn't be having this problem.
Shut up!
You shut up.
I think Ray's got a boggle eye.
A boggle eye?
I wouldn't do him either. He only lasts 30
you
seconds.
No, why don't you shut up?
And he does things in front of his dogs.
Let me get a picture.
I'm going back and getting the audio of that, and every time you piss me off, I lasted 30 seconds.
All right, let me get this. Hold on.
Start to finish.
All right, I'm going to put this up. Sources?
Yep.
Desktop?
You can hear the ticking.
There's like a couple of gears misfiring in there.
I bring this up. I want everybody to see this, Rachel. You can tell. You look at her and you go, oh, man, I can understand that. She's
hot. Blindfold her.
But then you look at this this skank that Jesse James has gone out with. Ugh.
Oh, that bombshell, whatever her name is.
And not just her. There's like four of them now. And you
she
look
looks
at
like
these,
a baddie in a sci-fi
women.
Film, that one.
Yeah, you look at the ones that he's gone out with, and you say, look
see,
at her. Do you see this?
See,
Rachel?
Look at that
look
picture that you're showing. You can't see her eyes.
Look at her.
Yeah, you can't see the weird eye.
Look at her. You wouldn't do that? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, with the shades on? Totally.
She looks totally
hot.
Mm. Mm. Knock that out of the park.
You wouldn't be able to take her to watch
just
a 3D
have her leave,
movie.
Just have her leave her shades on. There you go, Gully. Take her to 3D movies.
You can't take her to a 3D movie.
Why not?
She won't be able to see you because she's got a bug eye.
Shut up.
She'll be watching the movie with one eye and the guy in 3D with the other one.
Look at this body. Hold on, I got to show you this body. Wow, I just got a great picture of her.
Woo-wee. Is she wearing sunglasses again?
Yes, she
half
is.
Watching the movie,
yes, she
half
is.
Watching the
actually, she is wearing sunglasses in this one.
See? That's why you didn't notice.
She might as well just wear the night patch.
I got to go back to the. Let me bring this up because I think people in the chat room need to see this picture. There you go. Look at that.
Woo-hee. Yeah, I'm not disputing that she's got an awesome body. I'm just saying
man.
That
okay.
With that, I couldn't do it.
You look at her. Look at that. Look at her. My God, she's... Oh. And then you say to yourself, you go, wow. Now, you know, Tiger shouldn't have done it. I think he's scum for doing it. But, boy, you know, I can sort of understand.
I don't think he's scum.
You go, if that chick's throwing herself at you... If she's throwing herself at you, I mean, like, you ask yourself, you go, boy, if she was throwing herself at me, could I, you know what I mean? And you start to understand Tiger. Then you look at this skank that Jesse James is doing. Oof.
She looks like a Russian terrorist.
I mean, she's got, she looks like some kind of Batman villain. I mean, she looks ridiculous, this girl he's with. She's got a tattoo,
woman.
And it's a bunch of white power stuff all over her body. And there's pictures of her wearing Nazi garb. And then, like, the second one that he was supposedly with, you see her and you go, oh, she's even worse. And then the third girl, it's like, oh, my God. She looks like somebody's grandmother. And the fourth one's a skank. It's like all these women that he's supposedly been with, you look at him and you go, oh, my God, she looks terrible.
He's probably been with so many nice-looking women, he needed a bit of ugly.
Maybe that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
No, what you got to do, Ray, is you got to put it all in perspective. It's like he does an ugly chick so that when he goes home to Sandra Bullock, she looks even better.
Sandra Bullock looks, I mean, come on. This is a guy who has the ability to be with Sandra Bullock every night. What is wrong with him?
Well, he can be maybe, with other people than just Sandra Bullock.
That is
Bullock,
ridiculous.
Too.
No, that no. When maybe. You're married, you're, that's not how it works, Gorilla. Your marriage might work like that. Most people's marriage does not work like that.
I'm saying he could have another actress if he wanted.
He never will now.
Do you know,
because
you
the
know
only way it could
it
have been
be.
Worse, the only way it could have been worse is about to happen. As the new issue of Us Weekly is coming out, and on the issue of Us Weekly is a picture of Jesse James wearing a Nazi hat and giving, with his left hand making a Adolf Hitler mustache under his nose, and giving a Nazi salute.
Yeah, that's going to probably kill his business.
It's going to be even worse. The only way it could get worse is if the Nazi images start coming out. The only thing worse than banging a Nazi broad is doing the Nazi symbols yourself.
And possibly owning a gas chamber.
The new issue of Us Weekly has photos. And I just read this. I haven't seen them. But I just read, has photos of Jesse James. And he is making Nazi hand gestures. And, you know, making like he has a mustache.
Next week in Hello, it's Jesse James shows you around his gas chamber.
I'm just saying, how many people are going to want to be wearing that West Coast Chopper Nazi T-shirt? Wonder if we'll put like the SS logo in there.
Get some followers.
Yeah.
Possibly German followers.
So he goes to rehab. He goes to rehab to repair his image or whatever.
So he better, said what kinds of
better
rehab
go to
it is.
He better go to rehab to repair his, you know, his racism, obviously, because that's going to be the next step. People might even forgive his date in the skank. Would Gully say? For God's sakes, would you say, Gully? For God's sakes, the one girl has a trap stamp on her forehead.
Yes, she does.
I mean, people might forgive that. People in America are not going to forgive this guy doing the Nazi symbols. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Don't get me wrong. There's some people that will like him. Because, you know, some people will like him even more. Because of the Nazi symbols. I'm saying the majority of people are not going to be too happy about the Nazi stuff.
Well, do you remember when one of the princes dressed up as a Nazi?
Yeah, you can't, can't do
Nazi
that.
Nazi uniform.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, he's not going to be king, is he?
It's just not how it works. You can't, you know, you got to be smarter than that. So, yeah. Bad news for her. It gets even worse, you know. Poor Sandra Bullock. And I like her a lot. I really do. I think she's cool.
Yes, poor Sandra Bullock.
Well, I mean, come on. You don't think this hurts?
I don't think it really matters.
Come on.
Especially in Hollywood.
Come on. Like, you don't think this hurts?
Like the average relationship is like 3 weeks.
So you don't feel the least bit sorry for her?
Hell no.
To go through.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing wrong with me.
How do you not feel sorry for this woman? I feel horrible for this woman.
I don't feel any empathy for her.
This is terrible.
Oh, God, her life could be so horrible. What is she going to do with all those millions by herself?
It doesn't matter how many millions you have.
Uh-huh.
I can't really feel pity.
She might have millions, but she had one person that was her everything, and that person betrayed her. Listen, being betrayed is one of the worst feelings in the world. It really is. And I'll tell you the worst part about being betrayed. Because you end up questioning yourself. I know, listen, I've had so-called best friends stab me in the back. And you know, you want to know the big, you don't get mad at them. You want to know who you get mad at? You get mad at yourself. You go, how can I be so stupid as to think that this person wouldn't do this kind of thing? You end up getting mad at yourself. She's, you know, Sandra Bullock's laying there in bed every night, pissed off at herself. A, she's alone. B, she's embarrassed on the public, public. And C, she's going, Jesus, how did I not see this coming?
I wondered if she'd like a bit of scouse.
Seriously, how could she? I mean,
how could she not see this coming?
Yes, with as
Jesse
many
James.
with as many the girls as he was banging on the side? How did she not pick that up?
I just think
she must be
retarded.
An idiot.
For God's sakes, you couldn't sniff that? I mean, them women, those women, ooh, they look like they stank horribly. How do you not smell that?
The funk on that must have been awful.
Mule. And then to find out she's a Nazi, that he's a Nazi. Oh! She's probably sitting there going, oh, my God, I can't believe he cheated on me. The only way this could be any worse if it came out he's a racist.
A member of the club.
You know, this is only going to get worse.
Sandra publicist calls and goes, Sandra, Us Weekly's on the phone. They want a quote on how you feel about Jesse being photographed wearing Nazi garb.
There'll be pictures of him burning a cross next.
It's terrible.
And not only Nazis, Klan too.
I feel bad for her. Poor Sandra. She'll never love again.
Yes, she will.
How can she trust now?
Oh, you know she will. In like another 2 months, she'll be dating somebody new. She'll be dating one of the Jonas Brothers.
I just want to let her know that if she does need, if you need somebody, I'm here.
Yeah.
Because I care.
Like I said, she might like a bit of scouse, so, you know.
If she needs somebody. If she needs somebody, give me a call. I'll help you out. Maybe I can even talk my wife into helping her out. My wife loved that my movie, The Proposal. Maybe, who knows? Maybe that's my chance.
I think Hardcore Rob has a better chance at the Illuminati and the
Illuminati giving a rat's ass about him than a normal guy does having Sandra Bullock fall in love.
Pretty much.
By the way, Jeff, in the chat room, Jeff had a great line. Well, it's not like she could do any worse. I guess that's true. You've hit rock bottom. You can't get any worse than that. I mean, listen, the only way it could be worse is if there's a picture of him, like, molesting somebody. You know, he's already, you know, slept with skanks. Now he's a Nazi.
What could be worse? If he's, there's a picture circulates of him too, and Sandra Bullock from behind wearing a Ku Klux Klan hat.
Like wearing
that would
be. Like wearing the Nazi gear, like behind her back.
Doing the Nazi salute when he's behind her.
And you know, when this stuff happens, you know it's everything's going to come out. And she's going to feel even worse, you know, because it'll come out that he probably banged these girls in their house or something. Oh, man, it'd be terrible.
In the trailer park.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they live in the trailer. I don't think that Sandra Bullock and Jesse James live in a trailer park.
No, but the girls he was banging did. Yeah. By the looks of them.
Hey, what is it? What do you think? You're going to sneak around with trash like that? You think they're not going to talk? Come on. A moron.
Well, Tiger didn't think they were going to talk either.
You know what? That's the problem. That's the problem with these guys. These guys be, and I've seen it. I've seen it in small amount. I've always been an egomaniac, I guess, or I've always been accused of being a narcissist. But at no point have I ever in my life thought that I could get away with something like this. These guys, they think that they can get away with it. You're right, Tiger Woods. How did Tiger Woods not think someone was going to see this?
Especially when one of his friends is Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, what are you relying on the all you black guys look alike thing or what, Tiger? Did you think no one was going to see you with these girls? Sneaking them in and out of hotel rooms? What did you think?
He shows up and calls himself, like, Lion Twig.
That's wrong.
That's how he signs into the hotel.
Dwayne White. Hmm.
He puts on fake sunglasses and a Groucho mustache.
With a cigar.
Yeah. I don't get it. And same with Jesse James. And you look at these women. These women, you look at them. You know those women have no self-respect. For God's sakes. Got a tramp stamp on her forehead. Any woman that would tattoo her face, you really think she's trustworthy? Do you really think she cares enough about herself being... To give a rat's ass about whether or not she reveals your secrets. But these guys,
just so much.
They think they're so powerful and so, you know, they think they have such control over it, you know. They can somehow get away with it.
I bet you she's wild in the sock, though.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
then, you know
maybe
what?
It does.
Then if you don't like your wife the way she's doing it, then you hint to your wife. You hint to your wife that they need she needs to pick it up. Like you hint and say pick it up, or else you say, you know, our sex life's starting to get boring. Okay, we got to do something to fix this. You don't
sometimes
just start banging somebody else.
Or, sometimes it's not as simple as that.
No,
though.
Gully, it is. It is as simple as that, Gully. It is. It's as simple as sitting down your partner and saying, "Listen, I don't like the amount of sex we're having," or you joke about it until mm-hmm. they get the point. You say something, and then if they don't like it or if they're not going to budge, and you know it's an issue for you, then you have the balls. Then you have the balls to speak up and say, "I want a divorce," and then you
so
go
have up. The balls. Have the balls instead of emptying them.
Yes. I mean, I'm serious. It's marriages. Listen, the United States of America. It's so easy to get divorced. It's so easy to get divorced. I don't understand this whole cheating thing. I don't get it. You either. It's real simple. If you're bored with your sex life, you tell your wife. And sometimes the other way around. Some people think it's too much, and they go, "Hey, listen, I'm sick of all this. We got to figure out some." You sit down, you talk with them, you come to some type of conclusion, and either you can live with it or you file for divorce. It's not that hard.
I wonder if you could like talk your girlfriend into just giving you blowjobs on request. That would be great.
Well, I'm just saying it depends on what you want. It depends on what's going on in your life. You've got to make yourself happy, make your partner happy. Yes, you know, marriage is not only your own happiness; it's sacrificing for the other side. You got to figure out what's important in your life, and then you compromise. And I'm serious. I don't. If your marriage is so, if it's so bad, you're not getting what you need, then to get divorced. Man up, get
Move.
Divorced, get the hell out, and then go
Move.
Date. And then go date these gays. If Tiger Woods was single, if he was a single guy, no one would have cared how many women he was doing. Nobody would have cared.
Nope.
Look at the hundreds of millions of dollars it's cost him and lost endorsements and stuff because he got busted doing this simply because he's married. Now, Jesse James is another thing when you throw the Nazi stuff into it.
Yeah.
The Nazi stuff hurts. The Nazi stuff hurts, whether he's cheating or not. But and to be honest, it seems both these guys had one thing in common. They were separated from their wife for a lot of time. Sandra Bullock would be off making a movie. Jesse would stay in Los Angeles or whatever. She was gone. So they ended up banging somebody else. Tiger Woods would be on the road doing this golf while his wife's home. You know, he's banging
his
other girls.
And gorillas in a separate bedroom, separated from his wife.
Right, so he could sneak girls into his room where his wife wouldn't know. But I'm saying that's how this goes down. But if you are going to be separated from your wife and you can't handle it, then you need to tell your wife, "Hey, you got to come with me." Or before my wife and I had Bella, because you know once you have kids, it's a whole other ball game. Before we had Bella, I would go out several times a week. My wife didn't want me fooling around on her, so guess what? She came with me. She'd come with me. She'd say, "Yeah, I'm coming with you." We'd party, you know, we had a great time. Now, after you have a child, things change a little bit, you know, but still, you do your thing. Hook up with somebody who wants to be with you when you're out. If you feel the need to go out and have fun, then have somebody who will be with you. And then if you're married and you like going out and your spouse doesn't like going out, then obviously there's a problem there. And then there's other marriages. Listen, some marriages, they go and they say, "This is what I need." And the wife says, "Go ahead and get it. I don't care. Do what you want. Just come home to me." Or the husband says that. You know what I mean?
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff that goes on. So either way, at some point you have to compromise. You have to have a conversation. Or else you end up like Tiger and Jesse and life going to crap.
Like Gorilla.
Yeah. Thanks, you son of a bitch.
Anytime.
I think we need to have Joe on today, right?
We should have Hillbilly Joe. Listen, Joe's wife wanted to fool around. Joe's wife, Hillbilly Joe's wife, was not satisfied with just having sex with him. She needed to have men who were good at it. So she went to him and told him, and that's why they are swingers.
She wanted more than 2 inches.
And Joe ended up making... Joe's profiting from it now.
I just wanted Joe on to piss Gully off.
Yeah, I know. I just want Joe on to piss Joe off. Hopefully
it, it doesn't really
hopefully
work.
Hopefully he's listening right now, and he will be calling into comments soon. Hey, listen, we started a new segment on yesterday's show. We started a brand new segment on the show. And do you remember the name of the segment?
Not So True Facts.
Oh, look at Gorilla doing his homework. Yes.
He remembered for me.
Yes.
Well done.
Because God forbid Gully remember anything.
Oh, I don't remember. Crap.
Pretty sure Gully's doing the pot, by the way.
Oh, no, oh really?
Pretty sure Gully's
that's,
on.
That's why he has to leave every once in a while. It's
pretty
not because
sure,
he's going to the bathroom.
Pretty sure he's on the pot.
Do I look like I take drugs?
Yes.
Don't be silly.
Yes.
But we did start a new segment on yesterday's show. That segment, of course, was the Not So True Facts. And guess what it's time for today? Not So True Facts! Oh, yes!
Not So True Facts!
Not So True Facts today. Listen up closely. It is a fact. That Nancy Pelosi is not the devil. However, she did sleep with him in high school.
Not so true fact.
It is a fact. It is a fact. That every time you Twitter... a baby dies in Uganda. Oh, that's terrible.
Not so true fact.
It is a fact that the average rate of exchange for sex in Manhattan is over $750. Or a promotion on the David Letterman show.
Not so true.
It is a fact that California knows how to party. California, nya 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 nya, knows how to party.
Not so true.
It is a fact that there are actually a few groups on Facebook that Sean Bullitt does not belong to or is not a fan of. That's hard to believe.
Not
really
so
is.
True fact.
It is a fact that most guys buy Harley Davidson so their fat wife will fall off the back of the bike and die. That way they can use the life insurance money to get a new young hot wife and to pay for the listing of the bike for sale in the want ads. Unfortunately, their plan never ever succeeds because the fat ones, they get all hot and sweaty and end up sticking to the bike seat, making it nearly impossible to fall off, therefore forcing that poor sap to have both a stupid bike and a fat wife.
Not so true.
That's terrible. Yes. And last but not least, on Not So True Facts, it is a fact that a wise man once said, dumb people blame all of their problems on others. But the truly, truly stupid people, they blame Barack Obama.
Not so true facts.
This has been Not So True Facts. Hope you enjoyed it. All right. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm liking that. I got to be honest. I'm liking that segment.
That one was just really long.
I am enjoying that segment.
By the way, Ray.
Yes, Gorilla.
The
yeah.
The Ben Gill Elementary School now in the top 10.
Is it really? Where are we at?
Number 10.
Oh, awesome! I don't think we're gonna get it. I don't think it's gonna happen.
No.
They gotta do it again. Because I guess they're going to do another one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to start all over. The problem, I think the problem with the elementary school, they got into it so late, you know what I mean? If they would have gotten into it earlier, I think they would have had a shot, you know? The contest was going for, I think, a couple weeks before they even got registered. To where if they would have started out, when the contest started, if they would have been up there, I think we could have actually won it. I really do. But you can still vote till midnight tonight, so everybody should vote.
I'm going to go see what number one is.
Yeah. Well, number one's a good one. It's some kind of some diseased children something or other. It's pretty good, actually.
All right, here's number two.
All right.
Providing a home for disadvantaged children. Complete a children's home using what I learned growing up in one. Homes of Hope for Children.
Ugh.
That was number two.
I'm just saying that this is, you know, this was my hometown, and, you know, it would have been nice to help them out.
I'm sure they'll do it again.
The number one, this is what you were going up against, Ray. I want to show you this picture.
This was my elementary, I did not go to this school, but I went to the school that this one replaced, so.
This is what you're up against, Ray.
Yeah, some cute little kids. We're up against cute little kids. Look at that. Oh,
no, you can't win.
Spinal muscular atrophy.
Oh.
It's for a year of funding for.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, you're never going to beat that.
Screw spinal muscular atrophy disease.
Yeah, let them spaz out, build the school.
This is a horrible thing. They build it. You know, it took forever for this district to get enough money to build that school. They build the school, and then MindSync happens. Sucks. So I think they got to, when Pepsi does the contest again, they've got to start from the beginning, you know, get up there in the front, and then vote every day. Vote every day. My nephew actually goes to that school. Well, he does it now. Now he learns in, like, a pod or something. You know those little pod shed closet things? That's where the kids...
Pods?
That's where the kids have to, you know... That's where they're making these kids learn.
In, like, a container.
In little fake sheds, yeah. Yeah,
I think we should put up our own, Ray.
Terrible.
See if we can get $250,000 for a good idea. It doesn't have to be anything like that. It can be anything you want.
Right. But we should open a community podcasting center.
Make Gully Thin.
No, why not? Let's open a center and help people from the east side get computer access and be able to do their own podcast, talk about their own event. Lord knows that radio's not providing any local programming anymore. We've got to do something to allow local thoughts to come from the minds of local people. I bet I can get a grant for that.
There you go.
I can get a grant
there.
From the government. No, not from Pepsi. I'll get one from the government. That's a good idea, but I just pulled that out of my ass. I actually should actually look into that. That ain't a bad idea. I'll tell you what. Hey, Gorilla's got news. We didn't do Tuesday Newsday, so we will do it next on the show right now. Brad Hirsch. Chubby Ray. Live!
Don't have the fears, the bottom of the bottle's the only comfort in it. I see it in your eyes. I won't let you give up. The blisters and bruises are worth it. Yeah.
let's get right to the news, shall we? You're listening to Chubby Ray Live, and here, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only Vania Garia with the news. Chubby Ray Live. Hi, Gorilla. Why am I not hearing Gorilla?
We cannot hear him.
Gorilla, how come we can't hear you?
I muted my microphone.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Gorilla.
We're going to start today in Cleveland, Ohio.
All righty.
Police say a motorist fleeing officers in Cleveland abandoned his car, jumped the fence, and landed right out in the middle of the prison yard.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Garfield Heights police say the chase started that suburb early Monday over a traffic violation, reaching speeds of over 90 miles an hour. He raced through several communities and headed for a fence. He didn't realize it was the state woman's prison in Cleveland.
Wow.
Gotta love stupid people.
Mm-hmm. Love it. I can't top that. Next story here is Vanilla Gorilla.
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Famous for Phil.
Yes.
The groundhog. Police say they charged a Pennsylvania man with public drunkenness after he's seen trying to resuscitate a long-dead possum along the highway.
Wait a minute. What?
Yes, what? He saw a dead possum along the highway and tried to bring him back to life.
Oh, for God's sake.
State Trooper Jamie Lever says that several witnesses saw the 55-year-old David Wolf near the animal on Route 36.
Oh, Lord.
So he was kneeling before the animal and gesturing with others. He was conducting a seance. He said another person saw him attempt to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to the animal.
Oh.
That had been dead, apparently, for days.
Oh.
Another reason.
I thought they normally ate possums at the sides of the road.
No one eats possums. Are you crazy?
Hillbilly Joe would.
Joe might, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Give you that.
Not beyond the realms of possibility, though.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Because he's
like
a filth bag.
Maybe he was a perv and he was just making out with a, Maybe he thought it was Punxsutawney Phil. Back off! I'm trying!
No, Phil!
I'm trying to save Phil! All right, let's... Next news story. I don't want 6 weeks of winter!
Orem, Utah, Ray.
Yeah.
Utah police say a man accused of stealing two cell phones from a convenience store was arrested when he flagged down the officer who was investigating the crime, asked him for directions.
They what?
Okay. The guy stole two cell phones from a convenience store.
Uh-huh.
And he needed directions, so he flags down a police officer who happens to be investigating the crime that he committed.
That's awesome.
He should have stole one with GPS.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have helped.
Why would you flag... If you broke the law, why would you ever flag a police officer?
Who knows?
If you're an idiot.
This is not intelligent.
He must have stole some crap phones.
By the way, Al from D-Town in our chat room is claiming he once ate possum. You did not eat possum, Al.
Ugh.
You know, it's people do eat possum.
I don't know. Nobody eats possum. Come on.
Sure they do.
Where do they eat possum?
Down south, they eat possum all the time, right?
Al, call in. I don't believe for a second Al ate possum. That's ridiculous.
Sounds horrible.
Mm. Where in the hell is he eating possum?
I'd rather eat Miss Kitty.
Ugh, that's just wrong on so many levels.
On camera or off camera?
Depends if I get paid.
Hold on. Al is calling now. Let's answer. Let's talk to Al. Hi, Al. Welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
You are claiming you once ate possum.
Yeah.
Where did you eat possum? I want to know where you ate possum.
Actually, we were in Herrick, Illinois. We took a canoe trip.
All right.
And we went gigging for frogs. I'd never done any of this stuff. I'm from Decatur. I'm pretty much a small town city boy, you know. But
you're city trash. You ain't country trash. Come on.
Yeah. I'm white city trailer park trash.
Yeah,
these
difference.
Guys are like log cabin trailer trash. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And we went down there gigging frogs. We had frogs for dinner. Well, that morning we got up and the guys had set some traps and everything, and I didn't even know it. It looked like a small chicken thigh, and it's like real dark and it's real oily. And you know, I ate it, and then they told me what I was eating, but it wasn't bad.
Wait a minute, why did they cook possum?
Because they trapped one. I mean, we were down there.
So they intentionally,
in the middle of nowhere.
They
intentionally. So, I mean, you're pretty much eating what you catch, or you know.
But I mean, they intentionally were trying to catch possum.
Yeah, they eat them all the time.
Oh.
What do you mean they eat it all the time?
Well, you know what the neat thing is? The next night I watch them and how they take, like, all the hair and stuff off is you take, like, a propane torch and you just burn the hair off of it.
What?
And then you cut it down the middle, take out the innards, and you pretty much, like, split it and then put a stick on it and just kind of do like a rotisserie thing over.
What kind of people are you hanging with that actually know how to cook possum?
I guarantee you that if anybody can cook possum that listens to the show to make it taste good, it's Tiffer.
Well, Tiffer probably could. You're right. Yeah,
she'll like soak it in like Jack Daniels for a month.
I'm researching as we speak. I'm researching to see if it is even legal to eat possum.
Well, yeah, but that is one thing. You do have to soak it in like a milk or milk substance.
Why do you have to soak it?
Because it takes out some of the gamey flavor. It's like I've eaten beaver before.
Oh, well, you ate, but what?
Like the little beavers? Yeah. I've eaten both kind of beavers.
That's insane.
Oh, man, I've eaten some weird stuff. Ostrich. I've eaten rattlesnake. I like to try a little everything, man. I mean, you're only here for a short time.
Well, I can understand ostrich and rattlesnakes, but, you know.
Well, why not? I mean, you know, hey, man, if I could catch one of these little bastard squirrels running around, I'd put him on the smoker right now.
I think people can eat squirrel, right? I don't think it's not illegal to eat squirrel, is it?
I don't think it's illegal to eat possum either.
I don't know. I'm checking. I wonder if it is illegal.
I wouldn't eat that or squirrel. I'd try rattlesnake. I'd try ostrich, maybe some emu.
I don't know. What's wrong with them? You know what?
Ugh.
I'll stick to cows, pigs.
You know.
And,
but here's the thing,
that's about,
you don't know what they're putting in those cows, and you don't know what they're putting in those pigs. I'd actually rather eat something I catch out of the wild because
it.
I know it ain't stuff with hormones and everything like that.
I've seen possums eating dog turds. Don't tell me eating a possum is better for you than eating a cow. What's wrong with
you? Well, no, you don't want to eat a city possum. I mean, come on, you don't want to set a trap by the storm drain or something like that.
Well, you don't eat a city possum. Come on now. What's wrong with you?
What would happen if they had caught a cat instead of a possum? Would you evict cat?
Yeah, would you eat cat?
No, I'd try it. Why not?
Would you eat a dog? Would you eat dog?
No, it wouldn't be the first time I tried pussy. So.
Would you eat raccoon?
Oh.
Would you eat a raccoon?
Yeah,
try it. I'll stick to eating cows, pigs, and chicken. I'll leave it at that. That's fine meat for me.
I don't know, man. I'll catch a couple of possums out on the route, and I'll bring them over.
I'll be honest. I'm a little weirded out by people who eat deer. Or I'm a little weirded out by eating deer. Not because I don't like the taste.
Good.
Not because I don't like the taste. But I don't trust the guys who
catch it.
Well, they catch these deer and they like leave them in their back truck for like in the truck for days. And I'm like,
they do not.
Oh, this deer's rotting. It's rotting there. It tastes good. I've had venison burgers and I've had jerky, but I don't trust the guys who hunt the deer and then just leave them out to rot and then all of a sudden turn them into steaks. You know, I just think at some point you got to refrigerate your meat, don't you?
Oh, that's just nasty.
That's what bothers me. It doesn't bother me so much that it is deer. That's fine, but I would rather have it be on a farm and fattened up than killed, you know, processed correctly like they do cows and chickens and pigs.
Why? You can do all that.
I don't. Why would I do that? Why would I? You think
I'm going to do it if something happens and you got to go out and get your own food?
All right. There's not, then what are you going to do? Nothing's going to happen where money isn't no good. All right. Stop being ridiculous.
Getting close.
What do you mean it's getting close?
If you could just put the tin foil hat down for a second.
What do you mean that's getting close? Tell me.
I'll give you a prime example.
Have you been listening to Glenn Beck again?
No. And I don't care about politics because I think both sides are as crooked as each other, and that's that's another story.
Uh-huh.
But man, I went today, spent $91 at the grocery store.
Right.
2 months ago, if I would have done that, I mean, I would have got double what I got today. Okay. I ain't getting nothing fancy.
Right.
You know? But, I mean, food prices
you didn't
are just
know it. It's not like you're buying city possums.
Yeah. So I'm going to start setting some traps and
eating some talking.
Jesus Christ. You're a lunatic. Stop it. Grow some trees and eat some
food. No, I'm messing. And I don't need it. You know, that was probably when I was 22 years old. When I ate possum. So, I mean, it's not like I enjoy it daily or something.
I can honestly say I know a person that is eating possum now.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable, man.
But, surprised what you'll do out in the middle of the woods where it's like four coolers of beer.
I wouldn't eat a city possum.
No, hell no. You got to get them country possum, right?
That's my favorite part of this conversation. The fact that you somehow seemed insulted that I would... hell no. I wouldn't eat a city possum.
Yeah.
That's the best. All right.
It's not like I went in the hood and trapped a big rat or something.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
That's next on the list, though.
That is crazy.
I don't know if I'd eat a rat. I don't know. You know, you get enough Budweisers in me, I might try it.
You never know.
Rat burgers.
Yeah.
You never know. All right, man.
Hey, I got some ribs on the smoker, so I got to get these attended to.
All right, partner. Go eat some. Are they possum ribs?
No, they ain't possum ribs. Oh. They're actually from a pig.
Oh, well, okay. A city pig? It's not a city pig, is it?
No, I
wouldn't eat a shitty pig. Come on now. All right, Al. Good to talk to you, buddy.
I would let you call my grandpa because he talks exactly like you're talking. He lives in Kentucky, and he'd probably cuss you out for saying eating possum was nasty.
I would love to talk to you. Hey, fix it so we can call him sometime. All right?
Man, I'll set that up with
you. We'd love to call your grandpa and get tips on how to make possum. That'd be great.
He still smokes weed.
I'm sure he does.
He's 87 years old and smokes weed.
Gully's 31. He's having some in between during songs, I think.
I know. I'm going to have to go down and see Grandpa because I'm running low.
All right.
All right, guys.
We're going to smoke some
D-town
weed.
Signing off.
Later, Al. We're going to smoke some weed and eat some city possum.
Got to list lies. Right?
News is continuing. Here is Vanilla Gorilla.
Thank you, Ray. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A fugitive wanted for bank robbery in Michigan is in custody after police say he walked out of a Pittsburgh hospital and into a bar wearing only his hospital gown with an intravenous needle still in his arm.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, God. Police say in Vandegrift say that Thompson had been detained by officers after fleeing a traffic stop there about 25 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. He initially was hospitalized for complaining of feeling sick and losing consciousness, after which he snuck out and headed over to JR's bar.
Where he was seen pouring the alcohol straight into the intravenous needle.
Pour it in there, barkeep.
I get my buzz on. Well, you know,
straight to the vein.
When you have to break out of the hospital to go get beer or to go get your alcohol, you know you got a problem. Seriously, that's a problem. That's like the people that's like people that eat sandwiches on the toilet.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
I can't even have like anything in my mouth. Like I can't be chewing anything and going to the bathroom.
Can't even chew gum in the toilet because it's kind of weird.
No, it's just nasty.
But you just can't, you know. I don't know.
Ugh.
You just can't. You can't stop eating long enough to poop.
And then you got a problem.
Yeah. All right. What else do we have here? More news. Vanilla Gorilla.
Deland, Florida. Yeah. Patricia Edwards, 51, robbed a bank, right?
Yeah.
She robbed the Bank of America on Woodland Boulevard on March 9th. The reason she gave Ray was because it was one of the things she wanted to do before her die, and she wanted to cross it off her bucket list.
What?
Yes.
Her bucket list included robbing a bank.
Robbing a bank.
Wow.
Something to aim for.
She walked into the Bank of America, handed a teller a note that read, "I have a gun. Give me all your money. Give me straps of 100s, 50s, and 20s.
So did she keep the money or what?
She doesn't get the money. They get to take the money bank and then charge her and give her $20,000 bail.
But what I'm saying is that
she took the money.
She robbed, then she left. She didn't she didn't give the, it's like she didn't just immediately give the money back and say, okay, this is on my bucket list. Just wanted to see if I could do it. Take care.
Bye.
So it wasn't a bucket list reason. It was, she wanted money.
You want to know what her getaway car was, Ray?
I'd love to hear.
It was the city bus.
Nice.
I'm glad it wasn't late.
She stole $4,300 from Bank of America.
And then took a bus.
Good
for her. Well, I hope being in prison's on her bucket list. I hope being molested by big female prisoners is somewhere on her bucket list.
Trump stumps.
Yep, gonna get that taken care of. More news continue, little girl.
Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
More bad news for Toyota. An elderly woman claims that her Toyota sped up and crashed into a building.
Really?
Yes, let's see. Her name is Mima. Mima. Marseille of Kohler says that she was driving her Toyota. It inadvertently just sped up and then crashed into. It doesn't say what building. Oh, a YMCA.
She ran into. She crashed into a YMCA?
Oh, yeah. She was going to the YMCA apparently to work out or whatnot, whatever old people do. What do you do when you're 76 in the YMCA?
I don't know.
Feed soup to old people.
It's fun to be there at the YMCA.
You can get yourself clean.
Witnesses noticed her brake lights were on when the car drove into the building. So apparently it was more of the Toyota screw-up.
Oh.
Do you know what that is? It's apparently it's cosmic rays from the sun, which is burning out the chips.
Oh, is that what it is, Gully?
It's getting investigated by NASA. Seriously?
Is that serious?
Seriously, that's what it is.
You think that's what's killing? That's what's destroying the chips?
Yeah, it affects all chips. Cosmic rays affect all chips. I know that it affects that.
I read, maybe it was the same article. I just didn't read the whole thing. I read an article the other day about the immense amount of cosmic rays that have been bombarding our planet for the last, like, 3 years or something. Was this the same article?
I think it did.
It talks about
the
last 3 years, the amount of cosmic rays or something has been bigger than it's ever been before.
You know, Ray.
Solar flares.
You know, Ray, you were talking yesterday about the world coming to an end. They're spending all that money. Maybe they know something we don't.
Maybe they do. You never know. Hey, speaking
of... It's been 3 years since they started spending all that money.
Speaking of which, I love Barack Obama. I've said this before. I just really like this guy. I think that he doesn't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks. He wants to do what's best. I think he wants to do what's best. I don't think he gives a damn whether he gets reelected.
I think you're right. I think he knows that in 2012, when it all ends, it doesn't matter who's president.
And I'll tell you, a further proof of his not caring was today. He's going to allow offshore drilling, which, I mean, let's face it. He pissed off the right by passing health care. You know, because everybody knows the Republicans didn't want to give anyone fair health care. Republicans wanted children to not be covered and
They wanted to have
insurance companies have the right to. Did you see, by the way, that the article where it said that they're backing off on that now? It's like the Republicans are saying, like, they're telling everybody, listen, stop. People are actually like this. Because remember we did the story about people actually liking the health care plan now that they know what's in it. So the Republicans are backing off that, you know, because they realize we're not going to win. So all the talk of people that were demanding to repeal the health care ban, for example, Mark Kirk, who's running for Senate in Illinois, he was one of these guys who said, the first thing I'm going to do when I get to Washington is I'm going to repeal this health care bill. Well, he stopped that now because polls are showing that people actually like this health care bill, so they're laying off it. All right.
They will, by the way. They'll repeal that in 2012.
Maybe in 2012. I don't know, but the people like it. The problem is, the thing that I read said that the problem with the Republicans right now is that they're backing off of health care because people actually like it. People are now hearing what it's about, and they like it, so they're realizing, okay, crap, let's get off this. We don't want to make it seem like we're in the pocket of insurance companies. So they're looking for something else to go after him. Okay, so Obama has the Republicans and just the diehard conservatives. They hate Obama. Obama has the liberals, you know, and the extreme liberals, they love him, right, Gorilla? Love Obama. Till today.
You know, I don't...
Till today. Now the left hates him. Because Obama's going to allow offshore drilling for oil.
Which, by the way, they tried to push through a few years ago, and of course it got shot down because...
Yeah, because the environmentalists hated it.
Oh, no, because Bush was in the pocket of the oil companies.
Well, I know, but they hated it. The left hated it. Remember, when this came up last week, somebody called the show and asked me about this, and what did I say? I said, hell no, we should drill. Hell yes, we should drill. You're damn right, we should drill.
I'm with Glenn Beck on this one. If the drill goes through a polar bear's head, I don't care.
Well, we've got to drill just for our own. They think that most of the oil, my question with the whole Arctic thing is how much is it going to cost to drill up there and how much are we really going to get? But they are pretty sure. Geologists are pretty sure that off the coasts of the United States in the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, that there is 100% huge amounts of oil. And the extreme left has always blocked anyone from doing this. You're right. Bush tried to get this through, was it 2 years ago?
No, that's longer than 2 years.
Maybe 2006. Three. Whatever it was. Bush tried to get through the... allowing this to happen, and he was stopped by the far left. Obama today looks like he's going to get it through, which is pissed off the far left, which, by the way, are the people that helped get him elected.
Now, you know what, though? It's only a percentage of the far left, though.
I'm telling you. I don't think he cares.
I think he knows.
But let me tell you something about this far left this far left has a lot of cash. You know, this is the Soros of the world. These people have a lot of cash, and this is the people that he is pissing off by making this decision. I'm telling you, Obama doesn't care about getting reelected. He only cares about what's doing best for the country, and all of us know it is best for the country to stop relying on these lunatics in the Middle East and get as much of our own oil as we can while we are preparing for a different fuel source in the future.
I know how they can solve the polar bear problem. They send Al from T-Town up with a few traps.
Yeah, Al and his buddies will go eat it. They'll eat it like pasta.
Yeah.
Polar bear, yeah!
So, I gotta tell you something. Good for Obama. Good for Obama. Drill off the coast. Go for it. When I lived in Corpus Christi, you could see them. You know, if you were on the beach, you could sort of see them out. They say they're eyesores. They're not that big of eyesores. They're really not.
You know what they said was that eventually what's going to end up happening is China's going to have such a need for the oil off our coast that they're going to sit in international waters and drill sideways.
Yes, we've got to get our own stuff out because, trust me, the Chinese will steal it from us.
Like the slanted drilling company in The Simpsons.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, that slant drilling, that's what started the whole, Gulf War. Wasn't it Exxon or whatever? I guess whatever they were at the time. They were slant drilling from Kuwait. They were slant drilling into Iraqi oil. I forgot the name of the book, but there was a book that talked about this whole thing. That's sort of what started the entire. That's what started the first Gulf War was when they got busted slant drilling. So there's a lot of that stuff that goes on. You're right. We don't want it happening to us. We've got the oil. Let's get it. There's oil off the coast. Let's get it. There's oil in Mexico. Let's go get it. Go get it. Develop. Make a deal with Mexico. Develop it. And I don't care if you got to drop an oil rig in the middle of Mexico City. Go get the damn oil. Let's go get it. And then you know what? If the Chinese want the oil, we'll sell it to them. You buy it off of us. The way we buy your shitty kids' toys.
You have to work the debt off first.
And slowly poison our children. Let's make sure we put lots of lead inside their oil if we sell it to them. I just think, and this Middle East, listen, the Middle East is, oy. I watched a show, the BBC did it, in conjunction with, I don't remember the name of the producers, but it was called... What was it called? Burn Up or Burn...
I'm not sure, Ray, but I have a question.
It starred Nev Campbell and Bradley Whitford, along with this English guy. And the whole thing was it was an English oil company. It was based on BP or whatever. And that they found out that the Middle East has... That Saudi Arabia is lying. They don't have anywhere near as much oil as they claim they have. And so it was these guys trying to cash in. Because they knew that eventually we're going to run out of oil, so they were drilling in Canada, and it's really good. I think it's called Burn Up. Gully, you want me to look for this? If you get a chance to watch, it's a really really good movie. And don't get me wrong, it's a movie, and there's a lot of it's political thriller and mystery and whodunit and all this stuff. But it's pretty good. If you get a chance to watch it, I think it does a pretty realistic job of what if, you know. I think this is how people would react, so it's pretty good. But I say hats off to Obama again. I know you pissed off people on the left, but keep it up. Let's continue to do that. I agree with you 100%.
I have something completely off topic I want to ask.
All right.
Gully, I want you to put the back of your right hand up to your camera.
It has a tattoo on it.
Are you giving hand jobs, Jesse James?
No, but it is a tramp stamp, but just for me.
Yeah, look at that. You wonder why you're not working in an office somewhere.
Because I look like a thug.
Dude, I can tell you all the time. You know, my wife, you know, she's in the employment business for a living. And I don't know how many times she will meet with employers that will tell her if a girl has a visible tattoo on their neck or something, we cannot have them working with the public. All the time that happens.
I'll just wear a Michael Jackson.
If anybody had, they hate tattoos. If you get tattoos, do not get them on your neck or face or anywhere on your hands where they're visible. Get them where a shirt covers them or pants cover. Get them where they are covered by normal everyday clothing. Because trust me, these people just hate to hire people with the visible tattoos.
It's a stigma, I think.
It really is. And maybe one day it'll be gone, but guess what? It still exists. It still exists. For God's sake, stop doing that. All right, let's get one more story before we get out of here today. More news, Vanilla Girl. Oh. Yes, Gorilla.
Hold on, I'm looking for a good story here.
Good one to end with.
Let's go to China, Ray.
All right. Let's do.
Apparently, sitting in a valley in southwest China sits an unlikely and controversial theme park.
Mm-hmm.
The name is the Little People's Kingdom of Dwarves.
Oh, nice.
What is the Little People's Kingdom of Dwarves?
Well, there, Ray, dwarves perform in fairy tale costumes for tourists, drawing both curious crowds and a fair share of criticism.
Oh, Lord.
For many of the employees, the park is a rare opportunity to find work. And as unlikely as it seems for men and women doing daily spook performances of Swan Lake in tutus.
Oh, wonderful.
It gives them respect. It employs 108 dwarves from across the country who twice daily gather in an artificial hillside to dance and sing for tourists. Hmm. For Ada Yan, 1172, tourists can watch skits, sentimental group dances and acrobatics. And some people may view the more than a little reminiscent of medieval freak shows, now deemed politically incorrect in many parts of the world, right?
So the park is regular people go to the regular sized people go to the park, but it's
to watch the little people.
But it's all little people doing shows and.
Yep.
God, I'd love to go there.
I would need to go. I was thinking that myself. I really want
to
go.
Hate to say it, but I'd love to go there. Wouldn't you love to go there?
Yes, little people, or midgets, as they were formerly known as. Oh, they're great. Yeah. Make them run as well.
Especially if they're running. Yes. I love to watch little people play basketball. Have you seen that? The little people playing basketball? Or like they call themselves the little trotters or something?
Do they have smaller basketball hoops as well so they can reach?
No, they're regular size. But they do that. They have they're like a little basketball team. Great. I love it when they play sports. I'd love to see them play football. I would love to see them play football against normal sized. I would love to see a little person football team play against regular sized football.
I know the only thing you want to watch there is the little guy run through the big guy's legs.
Yeah. And then eventually get blasted. You know what I mean?
No, you know what? I'd love to see the guy.
When you watch WWE, do you like Hornswoggle?
I don't watch wrestling.
I'm asking Greg Gulley.
Not really. I hope he gets squashed.
But occasionally you enjoy his antics, right?
No.
Really? Never, Gulley. There's nothing you like about it.
No, because it's crap.
The average people get a kick out of watching this, little person. Who's comic relief, get in and out of the situations. They
you
love
remember when they had, do you remember when they had the midget wrestling here in town?
Yes, I've heard about it.
Well, you were promoting it, right?
I wasn't out at the time. No, I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't? Well,
that happened right after I left.
I went to it, and they didn't even perform.
I know. I heard. Glenn told me the whole – Glenn and Sean and Mikey – everybody told me the whole story. One of the midgets pulled a knife on somebody.
Yeah.
Dude, there's all kinds of stories. You'll have to, next time Sean's on, ask him to tell you some of the stories. Spanky can tell stories. Spanky took him to this bar, and one of the midgets pulled a knife on somebody, and they got all kinds of stuff happened.
My idea of fun with Hornswoggle is watching him go through a table.
Yeah, but that's fun, though, right? Don't you love it?
After the chair shot.
Yeah, also. You love it. That's what I'm talking about. You love to watch them play football. Real football.
I want to see him throw Hornswoggle down the ramp some midget tossing.
Yes, that'd be cool. You like that? I would go to the bottom line. Bottom line, I would go to this park.
You could pick up the midget and run down the field and score a touchdown with the midget holding the ball. Just pick the midget up and slam it down at the end. That would be great.
I would do that. There you go. Not bad. Not bad at all. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody. It was a nice show today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I've got band practice tonight, so I will be very busy. Back tomorrow. Now, tomorrow's show might end a little bit earlier.
It's tomorrow, Thursday, right?
Yes.
I may not be on tomorrow or Friday.
We might have to end earlier tomorrow because I have to record the media show as soon as this one's over, and I also have softball practice tomorrow night, so with my daughter's team. So it's a very, very busy night for me tomorrow night. But we will start tomorrow, 4:30 as always. We'll see you then. I want to thank Al from D-Town for sharing his possum eating stories.
No, possum.
I want to thank everybody for contributing in the chat room and making us laugh. I want to thank all of you for tuning in, whether you downloaded it, listened live, watched the replay, listened to the replay, whatever the case, I thank you for viewing. Tell your friends. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Say goodbye, Gorilla.
Goodbye, Gorilla.
Say goodbye, Gully.
Yes, I'm possum.
Tiny Bogles, everybody. That's it for Chubby Race.